The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Now, speaking of the news, and if you've been reading Miriam Lord's piece, which is a delightful way of putting a horrible story to us about, and it made waves yesterday when Simon Harris just in a throwaway comment at his daily health briefing mentioned that he had been coughed at on the street. And if you're looking for a word of the day, it is Miriam Lord describing them as a witless poltroon, which is kind of a coward. And that is the best word you can come up with. Now, we have someone on the phone who's had a similar experience to Simon Harris, Linda Cullen, CEO of Coco Television. Good morning to you.
Hi, Oliver. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Now, walks are sacred in these times, getting out for the bit of air. And you went for a walk yesterday, but it wasn't pleasant.
Yeah, no, it was awful, actually. It was really, really frightening. So, I mean, I went for what has become my usual walk. I'm normally in the office, but I'm not anymore. I'm working from home. And I live near the West Pier in Dunleary, so that's my walk. I go down to the West Pier and down to the end and back home and then continue work or whatever, looking after the kids. But as I was walking very close to the bridge there, there were two kids. They were kids, you know, they were young boys.
Yep.
Were walking towards me, but they were taking up the whole path. So I was on the phone to my aunt at the time, and I looked behind me, no cars coming. So I stepped out around them onto the road. I wasn't really paying any particular heed to them, except
people. But you were doing the sensible physical distancing thing that we're all meant to do.
Yeah, and I don't know whether they took umbrage at me stepping out or what. I've no idea. I mean, they were really quite young. One was barely older than my own children, about 10. The other was 13 or 14, those types of ages.
Yeah.
And the older one just turned and coughed at me, coughed or spat or sneezed. I don't know which, but he did that thing.
Yeah.
And I stopped and spoke to them, and they stopped.
You challenged them, even though it's quite a shocking thing to happen.
It was a shocking thing to happen, but I'd heard about it earlier on the radio as well, and I wanted to call them out on it. And I said, lads, you can't be doing that. You might think it's funny. It's not funny. It's really frightening, and it's really dangerous at the moment.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, though, the younger one then started running at me and coughing and spitting.
My God.
So, my aunt could hear me kind of, I was shouting at that point, get off me, because I thought he was going to, you know, start handling me.
Physically attacking.
Yeah. And, you know, I suppose my own children are a little younger than him. I have twins, and I suppose I was so shocked. In some ways, I felt very unthreatened because they were young, but I felt more threatened than I possibly ever have in my life at the same time because of what coughing and spitting can do at the moment. And, you know, we're here at home practicing everything that we're being told to practice and doing our very best to
and then you're confronted with these
together. Yeah, and then what was worse, though, I called the guards and I was standing kind of at the bottom of the bridge, and they sort of, you know, slunk off. And then
they had followed you for a while?
No, at that point, your man, just the little fella kind of ran at me and I backed away.
Right.
Got on the side, and I'm calling the guards. So they could sort of slunk off at that point, but they'd already done their,
of course,
done their coughing
the harm
and spitting.
Was done.
So they slunk off a bit, but then so I'm standing on the bridge trying to explain to the guards, and I started getting quite upset actually. And then they came back, and I think they saw it as a bit of a game, so they were sort of chasing me.
Even after you had told them you were ringing the guards, you're on the
phone. Yeah, they didn't care.
Shows the fear.
They really didn't care. So I got up over the bridge and found, you know, I started calling to other people. I stood beside, there was a patrol car at the, but no one in it, unfortunately. You know, one of these kind of pier patrol things. And they were a bit away from me, but they were coming back towards me. So I took out the camera. I took out the phone put the phone up to take a photo.
Yes.
And at that, they started running away. And I was shouting to other people, they're coughing and spitting, be really careful, be really careful. I kind of had held it together at that point. But at that point, I have to say, I disintegrated after that into...
I can imagine. Did you manage to get a photograph of the little brats, by the way?
I got one photo, not very clear. Now, the guards came and I spoke to the guards at length. My aunt and uncle, who I'd been on the phone to, you know, who are practicing social, they drove straight down to the pier. They gave me kind of these bleach wipes they had in the car. They left it on a wall. I picked it up off the wall. Like, it's weird. I'm very close to these people and we couldn't be near each other. But I mean, I literally was wiping myself off with bleach. And I was crying. I was bawling, crying, you know, to these two little kids were able to take, you know, to scare the living daylights out of, you know, a middle-aged woman.
I'm sorry you had to experience that, Linda. It shouldn't happen.
Thank
We've heard it so many times. Would it put you off actually going out and about again?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what to do now. Right. I genuinely don't know. You know, because I've been hearing, since I tweeted about it yesterday, and this was at 4:30, something like that in the afternoon. So I don't know what to do. I can't decide. You know, I don't know. I mean, I can't get tested, so I don't know whether something landed on me or not.
Yeah, and it sets back your clock. It's the 14 days thing.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, I suppose the thing I would be saying is I don't know. I hear it's a thing. I hear TikTok, you know, there's a challenge. These lads weren't.
Well, the guards themselves have been spat at. We've heard an incident in Dublin and Waterford now. They're getting hoods to try and protect themselves. It's bad enough they're having to work on the front line in the middle of a semi-lockdown. You have the Minister for Health, who everybody in the country knows who they are, being purposely targeted as he's walking on his own because he's physically distancing. I mean, it's just, it's what is wrong with people?
I know, it's horrendous. And I suppose what the guards are kind of saying, like, essentially something like this weaponizes people. So, I mean, they might as well.
Well, it's an assault, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what the legal scenario is, but it's an assault on you, on your safety, on your sense of security and everything like that.
Yeah. And I, you know, that walk for everyone, I think, getting out for a walk these days, you know, everyone's trying to homeschool their children. They're trying to run their businesses or work or whatever from home. You know, we're taking care if we have to go to the shops. So it feels pretty awful, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, look, I hope you can get your confidence back and get out and about again.
Thanks, Oliver. Yeah.
Maybe go walking with your unit so you're not on your own, I suppose. Isn't that kind of the key to things?
But that's the thing. My brother does the same walk, but we've been intentionally not connecting up, even though we could walk 2 metres apart, but we're really trying to practice this fully. You know, we're really trying.
That doesn't help when, as Miriam Lord calls them, witless poltroons coming up to you.
I don't know if these young lads realise quite how frightening. Maybe they do. Maybe that's their intention.
They don't care.
I think they'll be doing it for a bit of gas. But I think if people understood how frightening it is and how harmful and dangerous it is, I don't know. Maybe it'll make them worse. I don't know.
Well, listen, thanks for telling the story. It gets the message out. I know it tells people to be wary, but hopefully that they'll start schooling their own kids at home and letting them know about this.
Yeah, because we can't stop going out for our walks because of it. I would agree with that. I just have to figure out how
maybe,
I can manage.
Maybe Conor McGregor is the man who could speak to these
maybe
these poltroons. I don't know. A man who rolls around on the floor semi-naked now promoting hygiene might be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, but maybe he could put something up, though. I don't know. You know,
listen,
I think messages from anyone who young people and kids listen to would be a really good idea at the moment.
Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, thank you for telling your story. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Oliver.
Mind
Thank
yourself.
You very much. Okay.
And the best of luck. Thanks a million. It's just gone 9:30.